You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
When we're talking about a small book for teaching children to read, or really any short book that introduces a topic, we have two competing pronunciations of the word for that book.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey there, Ann.
Hello.
This week, we've got a question from Kathy over at U of M Medical School. Kathy co-hosts the podcast, and recently another co-host said they didn't know whether to say primer or primer. So Kathy jumped in and explained that when you're talking about a basic manual, like a Dick, Jane, and Sally book, it's primer. If you're talking about pre-treatment for painting or a key ingredient in DNA replication, it's primer. Anyway, Kathy is curious about how these pronunciations evolved. And I am glad you're here to explain this because this one seems kind of tricky.
I am delighted to be here. And I do recognize that primer, as a word to refer to this book, as Kathy refers to it, a Dick, Jane, and Sally book, a book to teach children how to read, that primer is not a word that everybody uses. But it is out there, and some people may say, well, I use it, but I refer to that book as a primer. Let's sort this out. We have the book, and then we have, for many of us, what you do with paint. Primer, primer, what's going on? We have two words that come from two different sources. Let's start with the book. So the word for the book comes into English from Latin, primarius, meaning first. This word can be traced back in written forms of English to the late 1300s, and it originally refers to a Christian prayer book for lay people, as opposed to the clergy. And these prayer books were often used to teach reading. Sometimes they may have been published specifically to teach reading, to have those ABCs. And by the 1500s, it looks like there are versions of these books that only have the portions that teach children to read. So, Rebecca, you can probably imagine how this word, pronounced primer in its early form, became used to just refer to that book that teaches children to read.
I could see that, but if somebody presented me with that word all on its own, what does primer mean? I don't think I'd be able to tell you. I don't know.
And you will now see the word generalized to refer to any small introductory book on any subject, doesn't just have to be teaching reading, or even more generally to anything that serves as an introduction to a topic, that it is a primer on this topic. So that's a primer. You later see in English the word primer, which is formed from the verb prime and the suffix er. And one of the meanings that's familiar to many of us is the use of the verb prime to mean to cover something like wood or metal with a preparatory coat of something like, I don't know, paint. And so you get from that a primer, which is the substance that primes, such as paint. And then as you noted, Rebecca, in your introduction, and as Kathy wrote to us in her message, there are some very specialized meanings of primer too, related to firearms and engineering, physiology, biochemistry. So there are those meanings of primer too. Now let's get into pronunciation. In the US, these two words are often pronounced differently. You get primer for the book and primer for the paint and other things. In British English now, both words are typically pronounced primer. So the book, which used to be pronounced primer, has since the late 1800s started to be pronounced as primer. And by the early 20th century, you saw pronouncing dictionaries and usage manuals noting that primer was becoming the more standard pronunciation.
So it sounds like American English is holding on to the older one, but British English has just moved right on.
That's exactly right. And I love it that Bill Nye, the science guy, actually tries to be inclusive of everyone's pronunciation here when he refers to books sometimes. He'll talk about his book as being a primer, a primer on evolution, or a primer, a primer on evolution. He will say both pronunciations right next to each other so that if you use this word, no matter which pronunciation you use, you'll know what he's talking about.
Gotta love Bill Nye the Science Guy. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a really great rest of the day.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.